We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Windmere Tribe, Mike Leonard. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your guys. A 20-14 win, hard fought at Hampton. As you've gone back and looked at the game, just give me your impressions of how your team played.
Yeah, I mean, tough football game. You know, Hampton did a great job, you know, early on, and you know, defensed us pretty well. You know, Coach Pointy's got a good team, very athletic, very talented team. Came out the second half, got a ground game going, and you know, was kind of what pulled us through and got us going. Did a good job defensively, and you know, ended up being able to run the timeout towards the end of the game. So a great win for us, another road victory. It's just been really neat, just kind of watch the resiliency of this team and the way we've won games thus far. I mean, literally last plays of the games and things like that. So again, hat goes off to, you know, Coach Prunty and Hampton. But, you know, I think our kids are playing tough, understanding, you know, the so what now, what mentality, and, you know, just getting ready to go to the end of this season as we start dealing with another really good football team that's coming up. And that's, you know, that's Villanova. I mean, it never ends. It's just ongoing. But we remain competitive and relevant. And we are right now, but we still got some goals and things to accomplish. And, you know, spend this week, we spent yesterday, you know, taking care of the things that we can get better at doing. And also now game planning for Villanova.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Rob. Coach London, could you talk a little bit more about that defensive performance at Hampton and previously, and perhaps how linebacker Braden Staub has figured into that? Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, John. Yeah, you know, defense did a great job in terms of at the right time and the moments that it had the ball, I believe, the 2-yard line or whatever it was, and there was a fumble, you know, red zone stop there. There were some stops along the way in terms of knocking, you know, creating some TFLs that as they tried to kick a field goal the latter part that went wide. You know, defensive guys have been doing a pretty good job of applying pressure. I think they were 3-for-9 on third down. We were 6-for-11. That's critical. And you know, just different elements of what we had to do to minimize some of their big play. Now they got a receiver who's 6'4" who can go up and get it. And a lot of times he made some unbelievable catches. To his credit, came down with the ball and they, you know, those were explosive plays we talked about. So they did a good job doing that. But, you know, I think defensive, we played well. We played well enough. And as you look at, you know, again, the conference, you know, we're up in the top categories as well as far as defense is concerned. So it's an ongoing battle, John, you know, and B. Staub, as I call him, has done a really good job for us as well. You know, he's got in and you know, played some significant downs, but also he's probably one of our better special teams guys. You know, from a four-phase standpoint, he's tough, he's aggressive, he's a veteran. You know, it was great to put him on scholarship here earlier on when this all started. And, you know, he's a great young man, so glad to have him on our team.
Thank you, Coach London.
Thanks, John.
Mike, your next question from Marty O'Brien. Good morning, Marty.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hi, Marty.
How's your dad doing?
Thanks for asking. Dad's doing much better. You know, it's amazing how things go, you know, the pendulum of life and things that occur during the week that almost, you know, not happening here to him possibly getting discharged today or tomorrow. It's been unbelievable. But I thank the Lord for his recovery, quick recovery. And thanks for asking, but he's doing well.
Well, that's great to hear. On a week like that, how much do you give to some of your assistants and how did they help you get through that?
Yeah, you know, I got a great, great coaching staff, you know, coordinators, assistant coaches, been around a lot of these guys a long time. And, you know, when you get in the staff together that you love and you trust, and I have no problem telling them I love them because I appreciate them. You know, Vince Brown and Christian Taylor, the offensive coordinator, be able to take the elements of what we do, you know, and how we do it and take and say, Coach, I got your back while you're visiting your pops in the hospital. it was great. And then, you know, our players, they were great. And just like we gave Zay Jones made the game saving tackle against Rhode Island. Zaquan Bassant had a ball for me, so I can give to my pops. And so love these guys. You know, it's amazing that, you know, life is going to go on. Tough things happen, but being able to deal with them is a critical element of it. But great game, great news, you know, on his health. And I just very fortunate and grateful.
And I wanted to ask, you know, some of us are competing so well week in and week out other than one game, besides number 81, what impresses you about what they do?
I tell you what, they're very, very fast, athletic. They played like really, really hard. They ran around, you know, they were energized, you know, home game for them, you know, all those things like that. So my hat goes off to Robert in terms of getting his team, you know, ready to play. I mean, that's one of the things. And I think offensively, you know, have, you know, kind of the two quarterback system, one that can run it really well, the other one that can sling it, and then, you know, can distribute it, like I said, to, you know, to a receiving core, but particularly the young man that's got size, he's got length, and he can go up and get it. So you talk about 50-50 balls. He can, you know, he showed, you know, he showed his athleticism and his ability. So, you know, great game, tough game, come out of it with a victory. And, you know, we're happy to be where we are and got to get better. Yeah, as you know, as everyone said on these calls, and then concentrate on the game at hand, which is Villanova. Thanks, Marty.
Mike, you guys are fall behind 14-10 on the road late there in the third quarter. What was the mindset of your offensive guys? Malachi breaks the big run to put you back on top, and then Bronson had some big tough runs there in the fourth quarter. Was there a renewed sense of urgency by your offensive line and your backs?
Yeah, you know, it's been mentioned sometimes players tend to kind of get out of there, you know, trying to do too much. Just do your job. Just do what you're supposed to do, and things will come together. They have been coming together. And I think, you know, the ability to do that and just focus on the task at hand, you know, being able to rush for over 300 yards again was a huge plus for us. I think Malachi averaged over 9 yards, Bronson over 8 yards, Donnie Lester over 7. So just get back to, you know, the fundamentals of what we do and stop, you know, worried about some things that we can't control. And so the conversation was just matter of fact on the sideline. And as you have an older team that demonstrated through its performance that here we go. And, you know, it was great to see that take over, and which ultimately led to the opportunity to go ahead and defensively stop them. And then the last 6 minutes or so, have the ball in our hand, take a knee and run the clock out.
As you said, another quality opponent on Saturday for your team in Villanova. What impresses you about them, and what are some of the keys on Saturday for your team?
Yeah. Again, you know, Mark has done a really good job with his team as well. They got a quarterback that can run, throw it. He's dynamic. You know, he can do it. The running back, you know, I believe maybe the second or third leading rusher in the league, you know, whether he's healthy or not, I don't know. But again, they've got a running game that's pretty good. Defensively, they're fast. Let me go back. Offensively, the receivers, I believe they're all back from, you know, when we played them last year and everything. So very capable, very athletic, can go downfield and go get the ball as well. Very good football team. I'm sure that Mark's going to have them ready to play. It's our last regular season home game as well for our seniors and all those things like that. You know, so, you know, we're going to have to play better than what we did on Saturday. But at the same time, you give Hampton credit, but you also know that Villanova is going to come in here with their best effort. And so we got to match that and exceed that with our best efforts, because we've learned how to win games. With a lot, and at the very last second, last minute. And so want to keep being on the trending on the positive side of that, but we got to play well.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for the time today, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.